Latino elected officials, New York City minimum wage earners, and community leaders rallied at City Hall today for an increase in the minimum wage and respect for workers' rights. WBAI's Linda Perry was at City Hall today and files this report.
A tight-knit Latino community came together today to speak about the best way to help small businesses and to help raise workers out of poverty, at the same time to ensure that workers are treated on the job with dignity and respect. Jose Figueroa is a leader with 32BJ, the local of the Service Employees International Union. He points out that Occupy Wall Street and the fight for the 99% focused public attention and public discourse on wealth going to the 1%.
In fact, some economists like Joseph Stiglitz have estimated that 93 cents of every dollar during this recovery has really gone to the top earners in our economy and leaving nothing for the rest of us. Well, the time has come this year for us to occupy the workplace, to be able to say to the low-wage workers in this country, enough is enough. We stand with you. We got to rise. We got to rise and demand an increase in the minimum wage. We got to rise and demand health care. We got to rise and demand full-time work. And we got to rise and defend our right to have retirement with dignity in the future.
At the podium, Representative Nydia Velasquez points to minimum wage workers by her side.
When you go to a restaurant in a very comfortable setting to enjoy a wonderful meal, these workers are the ones responsible for your enjoyment. Yeah. It is immoral that this city, one of the wealthiest, most expensive cities in New York, allow for workers to be underpaid.
Velasquez says these workers deserve fair pay. When she meets with small businesses, their biggest challenge is not taxes, tax breaks, or regulations.
They're saying that it's the lack of consumers walking through their doors. These are consumers, and if we give them more money, they will spend that money reinvesting in our local economy.
Senator Espaillat points to what FDR did in the 30s, right in the middle of the Deep Depression. FDR knew it wasn't enough to have a public works program. He had to implement the minimum wage.
He recognized that the best way to help small businesses was to put money in people's pockets. Right now, the minimum wage in New York State is $7.25. That translates to a salary of $300 a week. It's under the poverty level. 21 states, including the District of Columbia, have a higher minimum wage. Oregon, the state of Oregon, has a minimum wage of over $10. And it has a cost of living in it much lower than New York City and New York State. And they have not witnessed a major exodus of companies or jobs. The best way, the best economic development program for New York State is to put money in people's pockets so they can help small businesses, which continue to be the biggest employers of our economy.
State Senator Gustavo Rivera says the gathering today is to bring attention to a national day of action. He thinks the national march will mobilize people and bring attention to issues which will help speed change.
I always think that bringing more awareness to an issue is you know, it goes towards resolving it. If people are paying attention, if more people are paying attention, certainly we saw it last year. We managed to get a restructuring of the tax of a tax code in the state of New York that actually was fairer. It didn't include the millionaire's tax like I would have wanted and a lot of other leaders would have wanted, but we did restructure it to make it fairer, and particularly for higher income earners. We only got that done because of Occupy Wall Street, I believe. When you're talking about everything that they brought up, the idea of income inequality became really, really clear in everybody's eyes, and it was very obvious. Doing a march like this, a very important part of it is bringing awareness to an issue that impacts millions of people in the state. And so talking about it, making sure that it's in the press, that it's in, you know, that it's in people's minds, means that policymakers will more likely be able to tackle it. So we're bringing attention to it, bring awareness to it. That is why this march is important.
City Council member Melissa Mark Viverito follows social media. She says it's a great way of getting the pulse of what's going on, especially when it comes to workers' rights.
There was a great tweet that Congressman Gutierrez made last week in light of all the scandals that are happening with the financial institutions, saying that if an individual were to rob a bank, they're going to get arrested. But when a bank robs a neighborhood, they don't get arrested. And I think that that, in essence, really is the public policy framework that we're operating within this country, right? That it is about privilege and about giving access to privilege, and yet we want to balance our budgets on the backs of the workers and take away the few benefits that they've been able to gain through either collective bargaining or through just social activism. So that's the concern we have. We're trying to raise the minimum wage at the state level here in New York. The Republicans held that hostage. They did not move that forward. That is something that we cannot tolerate. At the city level, where I am a municipal legislator, you know, we're fighting the same thing with paid sick leave. We're fighting prevailing wage and living wage, which we were able to pass, but this mayor does not support. He does not support a dignified wage for our workers. He believes that the existing minimum wage should be enough, and we know that that is not enough for families to live on here in New York City.
So working 40 hours a week at $7.25 an hour, it gives you about $15,000 a year.
Exactly, and that's the policy that we're operating under, and it's really unfortunate when we have 28% of city's children living in poverty, when we have 20% of New York City living in poverty. In the country and in cities, wealthiest city and nation, this is not acceptable. These numbers are not acceptable. We should be doing everything we can to really provide a better quality of life for everyone in the city.
Next week, on July 24th, National Day of Action, thousands of New Yorkers and more around the country will take public action to call for raising the minimum wage and holding corporations and employers accountable. In New York, there will be a march starting at Herald Square and ending at Union Square with a massive rally. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.